Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, as we continue here live, I said this kind of in a way has the Nick Caley thought because he is here now, Clint, but What's now the expectations as we start seeing this team? Is the expectation, obviously they took a step back, is the expectation still, all right, hey, we're trying to get to, realistically, we're trying to get to Super Bowl, we're trying to get to AFC Championship game. What's the expectation with this team right now, understanding where they were last year and the growth in 2 years? And I would say some would argue maybe a bit of a step back. You got another first-place schedule again. What's the expectation for this Texans team? Are you as high? Or is this Super Bowl? Is this AFC Championship game? What's the expectation?
Well, look, you make the move to get better, and you get better by advancing further than the division round. I mean, I think that's the easy answer. To me, it's more of a product, right? It's more of a what does the Texans product look like? And if you want to get real specific with it, it's I've said this multiple times throughout this offensive coordinator saga, if you will, between firing Bobby Slowick and the search, right? Like you can't look up 9 weeks into year two and your offensive coordinator still talking about it. It takes time to find your identity. Everything's different year to year, and it takes time to find your identity. At the end of the day, I think the big story here is, Can the Texans adjust and improve better, both talking about it halftime of every game and being better in the second half, as well as, hey, man, we had some protection issues against pressure. Let's shore that up and make sure our quarterback's not the most pressured quarterback in the league. Like I've said it multiple times, whatever week three or week four, whatever it was, we played Minnesota. You know, you got your tight ends trying to block true edge rushers, and it was an absolute nightmare, terrible game plan. And I know it wasn't necessarily the plan. It was more of a reaction in the Kansas City game when you couldn't protect the quarterback. But the next thing you know, you've got your tight end lined up again trying to block true edge defenders. And that just – to see those things consistently show up and be a problem, to me is what you hope you solve by hiring Nick Caley. And hopefully that results in – a better product at the end of the year that allows you to then get to an AFC championship. You know me, though. I'm not you could have a great year and run into a buzzsaw in the first or second round of the playoffs, and by how far your team went may be you know, a lesser team, but in reality, you look at it, you were an overall better football team that just got beat, you know, earlier in the playoffs or in a division round. So I'm less worried about, like, this round or that round and more worried about the product that is the Texans' offense, right? Do the same problems keep popping up and we keep here, oh, it's fixable, all they got to do is execute, or are they adjusting and trying new things and overcoming? I think that's what they got to get done.
Yeah, no, I hear you. 713-572-4610. What are your expectations now? I think we have reached the stage now. We're past the just how it looks on the field. I think the expectations do have to be AFC Championship game. I think it's to that point now, because you've made moves now. Like you've clipped a guy that came in off 1 year, was getting head coaching opportunities, and you do all these things. You've made moves. You've spent money. I'm thinking they're probably going to do it some more again after this in this offseason, where they add to the offensive line, add to do things. I think we have reached a point now. Like, it's not just, all right, man, you look better. I think that's a big deal. But I think there has to be movement. I think there is. They have got to knock and kick the door down of this divisional round spot. Like they have, well, yeah, they have got. Like,
I think that two things can be true. I just don't think. I mean, you could be a significantly better football team and still get beat by Pat Mahomes in the division round.
Oh, I hear. Oh, listen, I'm gonna say this. It's not. I'm not saying it's fair.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking about real. Like, to me, it's real.
Or, real or completely fair. But I think we have reached a point with the Texans right now, and I would say some of the frustration with the fans and stuff, and now the moves they've made. Like, you go out and you go and do these now moves, you got to make that. The expectation is, how many years has it felt like the Texans have run into a buzzsaw? At some point, like, that's got to stop. At some point, hell, they got to be the buzzsaw, or they got to figure out a way to, you know, to beat one of these teams. Like, so I it just feels like that this thing, especially if we see now, if they don't make any moves to their offensive line, and if they hit us with a running back,
yep,
which I just can't believe that. And I will say, a running back to me, a running back includes, even if Shaq Mason's out and you just put in like Juice Scruggs, and you still put in guys that are here. Like a running back to me is still of, oh, we're gonna put Titus at left guard with Patterson.
Yep.
Like, that's even if they don't do anything to bring something in, a new bona fide starter, that's a running back to me. But it just feels like they're at a place where they have made moves to win right now. They have tried to be aggressive to make moves, and I think they got hit with some injury stuff. It's got to be that time that it's no more the, oh, damn, man, the Ravens are just good.
Yep.
We can't solve that team. Or, damn, here comes the Chiefs again. And I'll say it before you guys do. They've cheated us again, or the Bills or whatever. Like, at some point, you got to knock that thing down. So hopefully Nick Caley does help with that. Hopefully that is a thing that we see improvement on. But that to me has to roll through. Someone or people are texting in, AFC Championship game, or DeMeco is a failure. All right. I know that's the kind of stuff that you're talking about. I think that is a little strong right there. I don't think he's a failure. I mean, if he gets there again, I don't think it's a failure, but it's just a damn.
Yeah.
Just didn't reach the expectation. We're moving the disappointment thing. I think a failure season to me is not making the playoffs. I think that's where this group is.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.